KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic. We're at 13 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Officials of the Creston Police Department say Cook Video and Appliance in Creston reported Thursday afternoon that vandalism had been perpetrated on two U-Haul trailers within the past 24 hours. The first vehicle had two side mirrors destroyed. The second vehicle had a catalytic converter removed from it. The loss was estimated at $1,300 altogether. Well, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says an 8-year-old male was arrested Wednesday afternoon for burglary in the third degree for theft from a vehicle, first offense. Deputies were dispatched to the Mid-States Bank in Neola just before 4 p.m. following a reported burglary of a 2001 Chevy Impala. The boy was referred to juvenile court authorities. No other details were released. A new monthly survey of bankers suggests growing improvement in the economy in rural parts of 10 plains and western states. But Creighton University economist Ernie Goss said bank CEOs' biggest fears for 2021 are excessive inflation and higher long-term interest rates. The overall index of January's Rural Main Street survey improved from 52 from December's 51.6, and that's the highest reading since before the onset last year of the coronavirus pandemic. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy, while conversely, a score below 50 suggests, of course, a shrinking economy. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports 1,301 new positive COVID-19 cases occurred since 10 a.m. on Thursday, the last reporting date. IDPH said yesterday there had been 51 additional deaths since 10 a.m. on Wednesday, for a total to date of 4,445. Long-term care facility deaths are up to 1,839. In southwest Iowa, one additional death was reported Thursday in each of Cass, Montgomery, Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Union counties. COVID-19 deaths attributed to underlying causes amount to 4,046, while COVID was a contributing factor to 399 of the total deaths. IDPH says as of this morning, 450 people with COVID symptoms are hospitalized across the state compared to 467 previously. COVID patients in an ICU are unchanged at 89. 66 persons were admitted Thursday to hospitals and 34 were on a ventilator. In RMCC Region 4, which consists of Western and Southwest Iowa hospitals, 34 people are hospitalized with COVID, 11 are in an ICU. 3 had been admitted on Thursday, and 22 are on a ventilator. The number of long-term care facilities reporting COVID-19 outbreaks is currently 69. The state reports 1,868 positive cases and 1,031 recoveries among residents and staff within those facilities. The health department reports a total of 310,578 positive cases since the pandemic began and 273,011 total recoveries since the pandemic began. Positivity rates continue to decline in Iowa. The 14-day positivity rate declined from 11.3% yesterday to 11.1% today. Silos and Smokestacks National Heritage Area is pleased to announce the winners of the 13th annual Capture the Heart of America photo contest. Best of Show was awarded to Greg Padelli of Ankeny for his photo, Battle in the Blizzard, in the partner site category. Taken in Prairie City at Neil Smith National Wildlife Refuge, the photo was chosen by the public in an online voting campaign in early December. Awards were also given to the top photos in each of 6 categories voted on by a panel of judges. People's Choice, most liked on Facebook, was awarded to Joyce Meyer of Kalmar for her photo over the rainbow in the Iowa Farmscapes category. The visitor guide photo feature, selected by Silos and Smokestack staff from the partner site category for a special feature in the 2021-22 visitor guide, was awarded to Brian Abeling of West Des Moines with Minds of the Spain Recreation Area. Some other category winners locally for Life on the Farm include Harvesting Tailgate for Lunch, Sandy McCurdy of Bridgewater, who placed second in that category. And in the Modern Agriculture category, Linda Buxton of Creston placed third with her East Place Harvest photo. While the Heritage Area covers a roughly 37-county region in northeast Iowa, the contest allows Silos and Smokestacks to share America's agricultural story along the entire U.S. A complete list of winners and photos can be viewed through a link in this same story on the news or the Ag and Outdoor page at KJAN.com. The Iowa Natural Resources Commission got a report on the record increases in the sale of hunting and fishing licenses during their meeting on Wednesday. The Conservation and Recreation Administrator for the DNR, Pete Hildreth, gave a report that started with the fishing licenses.
We had 439,760 licenses, and that's including both resident and non-resident. That's 82,201 more than 2019.
He says those sales easily surpassed the all-time record.
That's approximately 37,200 more licenses than our previous high in 2016. Which is very exciting.
Hildreth said there was one particular area that he was happy to see.
We sold 55,496 trout licenses. That's 10,915 more than about a 20% increase, which is 6,511 more licenses than the previous high that was set back in 2017.
Hildreth said the license boom wasn't limited to just fishing.
We saw an increase of 10,311 hunting licenses as compared to the 2019 totals, which was about a 23% increase.
Hildreth said the license increases were all across the spectrum.
And even in things that we've been seeing declines in the past, we've been seeing increases. For example, with migratory bird sales, we saw an increase of 1,774 licenses compared to 2019.
The popular deer shotgun hunting seasons also saw gains, starting with the first season.
We had an increase of 3,806 licenses compared to last year. Shotgun season two, we really saw an increase of 11,186 for shotgun two.
And Hildreth said the confinement of the pandemic is a key factor in these records.
People really wanted to come out and experience the outdoors.
He said they're still figuring out how the increase in licensed sales will impact their budget. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.